Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's being called one of the messiest morning commutes in Raleigh in years. Right now, that stretch of I-40 West is clear, but not before it caused serious headaches.
It's a somber day in our state as law enforcement and families gather to remember officers killed in the line of duty.
And exciting news about the Carolina Panthers' new QB, the number he'll be sporting on his jersey. If you took I-40 West through Southwest Raleigh this morning, you likely arrived at your destination pretty late. A tractor trailer crashed, spilling its load. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Crews spent hours clearing the interstate this morning, and traffic is flowing this noon hour. We have team coverage, beginning with Joe Fisher, who is live at the Avant Ferry Road Bridge. Joe, this affected thousands of drivers.
Renee, it was slow going for drivers this morning, but like we were just showing you, all lanes of traffic are now back open as we give you a live look here right near Gorman Street. I also want to cut to some video from WREL Sky 5 showing just the massive amount of trash on the eastbound and westbound lanes of I-40. This is right between Gorman Street and US 1 near Lake Johnson. All lanes were shut down from about 5:15 this morning until 8 o'clock. Then it was slow going while that cleanup was underway. Some drivers had to take detours. Others waited in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Normally takes me 15 minutes. This morning it took me 45 minutes. It looked like chaos on the scene, to be honest. Like, very chaos. But like I said, trash and everything, debris.
And we do have questions into Raleigh police this afternoon about how exactly this crash happened. We did spot at least one other vehicle involved in all of this morning. We're also working to learn if any charges have been filed. Of course, we'll be following this story that impacted so many people throughout the day. Renee.
Joe Fisher live at the Avant Ferry Road Bridge. I-40 looking good now. Thank you.
And of course, we were following that during WRL's morning news. And if you were stuck in that traffic and maybe you called up your traffic app, you probably saw a scene like this with all of that red, really gridlock in parts of Raleigh. Thought that we would take a little bit of time here to explain exactly what happened this morning that caused all of those problems. We had I-40 westbound and eastbound blocked for a while there between Gorman Street and US 1. And a lot of people hopped onto Tryon Road as an alternate route. Now, they have widened Tryon Road, but still not enough to handle all of that extra traffic. So we saw huge delays on Tryon Road and a lot of the roads that lead to Tryon Road, like Dillard Drive and Yates Mill Pond Road. During the heart of all of this, the DOT suggested using 440 as the best alternate route to get around that mess, but we had a couple of crashes on Wade Avenue between 440 and I-40, and then another crash on I-40 coming in from the airport right around the Wade Avenue interchange that really bogged down traffic on 440 eastbound and also on 440 westbound. That's congested during a typical morning commute. You add all of that extra traffic from I-40, and it led to some big delays. Then we had a second crash in West Raleigh this morning on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street. This is a picture from the scene there. Blocked some lanes, especially on that outbound side of Western Boulevard, and a lot of people were trying to use Centennial Parkway or an already congested Hillsborough Street, and that led to gridlock as well. This was a situation where we had a lot going on and not too many great alternate routes, and it led to a lot of people being late for wherever they were trying to get to this morning. Renee.
A frustrating morning indeed. Brian, thanks. In the middle of the cleanup on I-40, we learned of another crash at a familiar trouble spot. A truck that was too big failed to make it under the Peace Street Bridge near downtown Raleigh. Our crew captured this video around 8 this morning. The spot is well known for trapping trucks that aren't able to clear it. No word on injuries or charges.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we have to take you out to Wall Street because look at these stocks right now. The Dow down 555 points this afternoon. The S&P 500 down 70 points. This as banking concerns linger and a Federal Reserve decision is looming. They are meeting this week, weighing another possible rate hike and what they say could tame the inflation that is hitting all of our pockets. Now, this comes as Americans are continuing to see financial uncertainty. If the Fed does decide to raise rates, this would be the 10th consecutive hike over the past year. We're talking a quarter of a percentage point. They say that the Fed also has the choice to pause the move. That decision from the Federal Reserve is expected tomorrow.
Investors are also worried about the debt ceiling, the debt limit. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has accepted President Biden's invitation to meet with the top four congressional leaders a week from today. They will be discussing how to avert a debt limit breach. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that the U.S. could breach the debt ceiling by June 1st if Congress does not act in time. House Republicans insist on attaching spending cuts to a debt ceiling increase. Democrats vow not to negotiate over whether to pay the country's bills or default. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has not said if he will attend the meeting.
Honoring the lives of fallen officers, that's what hundreds in Cary showed up to do today at the annual Peace Officers Memorial Day hosted by the Attorney General's office. One of those honored Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd, who was murdered in August. Two men are charged in his death, and one of the men, 26-year-old Alder Maureen Sotelo, escaped a Virginia jail Sunday and is still on the run. WRO's Chelsea Donovan is joining us with more from outside the memorial service. Chelsea.
Yeah, Jeff, as you mentioned, Wake County Sheriff's Deputy Ned Byrd, among many law enforcement officers that were honored today, eight of them, in fact, that died in the line of duty this year. You can see I'm standing in front of one of the shrouded vehicles here belonging to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, just another way to pay tribute to Deputy Ned Byrd and these others who made the ultimate sacrifice. Now, family members, including Ned Byrd's sister, were escorted into the service this morning at Good Shepherd Church in Cary. Others honored this year who died wearing the badge include Sergeant Matthew Fishman with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Oscar Bolanos Anavisca with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office, among several others. Now, Attorney General Josh Stein spoke at the memorial, and the event also included TAPS, a 21-gun salute. The caisson unit was out here, as well as a flyover by the Highway Patrol's helicopter. Now, we're going to have more from this ceremony, including speaking to those who knew Ned Byrd here with the Wake County Sheriff's Office, and more from other former colleagues that he worked with, including more from this ceremony, and of course, an update on that search for Alder Maureen Sotelo, who was accused of murdering the deputy in August of last year. Jeff.
Chelsea Donovan live in Cary outside that memorial for us this noon. Chelsea, thank you. Also today, some North Carolina Republicans are trying to advance a move that would ban children from undergoing any medical gender changes, even if they have their parents' consent. House Bill 808 is also known as the Youth Health Protection Act. The proposed act would keep doctors from giving puberty blockers or administering any gender transition-related medical care for anyone under age 18. Right now, it has the support of a dozen GOP lawmakers. NC Republicans have filed six bills impacting transgender youth. Lawmakers are reviewing a House bill that would relax concealed carry requirements in North Carolina. The bill would make it legal for anyone to get a concealed carry permit, regardless whether or not they've had training. People would also be able to carry a concealed weapon at a bar or other establishment as long as they've not been drinking. Follow updates to this story online and on air.
The newest Carolina Panther, Bryce Young, will wear jersey number 9. It's a favorite number for the top NFL draft pick. Young also wore number 9 on his jerseys at Alabama and his high school in California. Young is just the third quarterback Carolina has ever drafted in the first round. Current Panthers quarterback Matt Corral wore number 9. He will now wear the number 2, a jersey number he wore at Ole Miss.
Today, there'll be more discussion on whether to change start times for high school and elementary school students in Wake County. Last month, school leaders asked parents and students and staff about their opinions on the proposed changes. The survey found most high school parents were in favor of a later 9:15 a.m. start time. Elementary school parents preferred keeping the exact same start time they have instead of moving it earlier to 7:25. After today's review, the school board will talk about the potential next steps. And be sure your child says something nice to their teacher. Today it is Teacher Appreciation Day. Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt championed National Teacher Day back in 1953 as a way to honor teachers. Meanwhile, the National Parent Teacher Association has established the entire first full week of May as National Teacher Appreciation Week. So that gives you and your child a couple more days here to show thanks to all teachers.
Next at noon, very few leads in the search to find a suspected killer of 5 people in Texas. How many law enforcement personnel are joining the manhunt?
Also, a vaping crackdown down under. What Australia is doing to protect young people from nicotine addiction.
And a road in Illinois is back open after a deadly dust storm blinded drivers, causing dozens of cars to pile up. What investigators are saying about the scene. Elizabeth.
It's a beautiful afternoon here in Apex. You can see sunshine and just a few clouds. It is windy, of course, as you can see from the power lines. We also could have a stray shower later on this evening. I'll show you both of those coming up.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
The U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu is working to return the body of an American climber back to the U.S. Dr. Jonathan Sugarman died at Camp 2 after he began to feel unwell. This is the fourth death on Mount Everest this year. Now, news of Sugarman's death comes after Nepal issued permits for a record 463 climbers for this spring season's expeditions to Mount Everest. There's now a lawsuit against the FAA for the recent SpaceX Starship explosion. Several environmental groups filed a federal lawsuit. They allege the FAA violated the National Environmental Policy Act by not completing a comprehensive environmental review. A massive rocket kicked out debris for miles before exploding over the Gulf of Mexico last month. Officials say they are now evaluating the impact that fiery test launch had on people and wildlife in the area.
A suspected killer is still on the run. Hundreds of law enforcement officials across the state of Texas are tracking the man accused of murdering five people in their home. NBC's Sam Brock reports they admit that right now they have very few leads.
For a community desperate for answers, there aren't many so far. Despite dogs roaming the streets and police canvassing neighborhoods, there's been no sign of Francisco Oropesa, the man wanted for five murders, who police say erupted into violence when asked by neighbors not to fire his assault rifle on the front lawn.
It's truly just unexpected.
On Monday, a few false alarms, reports of spottings that turned into nothing as neighbors try to manage their terror. Teresa Morris heard shots from her daughter's house right down the street that Friday night, but had no idea the depth of violence unfolding.
Has it sunk in that you were witness to this sort of gunfire?
That's what sort of, get a little emotional thinking about it. I was here when that happened. And I didn't do anything, but I didn't know. You know, I mean, what could I have done?
The tears for so many coming with major revelations about the massacre. Wilson Garcia, whose son and wife were both murdered, told NBC News that he called police late Friday night after their neighbor refused to stop shooting a gun outside and threatened them. Garcia telling our Priscilla Thompson that he and his family called police five times in about 20 minutes. He says the neighbor turned up at the house and began shooting. Officials with San Jacinto County haven't responded yet to our requests about how many calls were made or how long it took officers to arrive, but they did tell NBC News they have 10 days to respond to our requests for answers. Then there's ICE's confirmation that Oropesa had been deported four times between 2009 and 2016. But the community now just focusing on the pain.
Could have been us, you know? I mean, it's scary. It's scary. And I think it's starting to sink in. Thank God it wasn't my family.
Just horrific. That was Sam Brock reporting. The sheriff says the victims have been shot at close range above the neck.
Also a disturbing story out of Oklahoma. Seven bodies were found on a property while police were searching for two missing teens. The bodies were found at a property in Henrietta, a city about 90 miles from Oklahoma City. Monday morning, a missing advisory was issued for 14-year-old Ivy Webster and 16-year-old Brittany Brewer, as well as Jesse McFadden, a 39-year-old registered sex offender. The bodies were found on McFadden's property. The medical examiner is working to confirm the identity of all the people found. Australia's government is cracking down on smoking and vaping. Lawmakers there decided to increase the tobacco tax by billions of dollars over the next 4 years. The country also outright banned recreational vaping. The goal is to prevent the country's next generation from getting addicted to nicotine. Plus, the country's Alcohol and Drug Foundation found people were vaping unregulated products, not knowing what was in them. Join us this weekend to help raise awareness and fight breast cancer. WRAL's proud sponsor, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It starts Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at Research Triangle Park. Hopefully we can hold off the rain for some of that.
I know. Whenever we get to the weekend, we always seem to be talking about rain. And right now we're in a windy pattern. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how breezy it is right now.
Yeah, take a live look here at Wilson and you can see the whirligigs. This is such a fun camera to take a look at when we have breezy conditions. We're seeing gusty conditions just like we did yesterday. We'll see one more day of this. This is all because of a low pressure system that's sitting up around the Great Lakes. And I'll show you how that relates to the wind here coming up in just a few minutes. 66 is our temperature. Our dew point's way down at 34, so it's dry, it's cool, it's breezy. We should climb to around 71 for the high temperature this afternoon. Take a look at winds across our area. Our winds are out of the west, and the steady wind is in the blue box on the right, and the gusts are on the left. The gusts are on the right in the white box. So we're gusting to 25 in Raleigh and Durham, 31 in Fayetteville, 23 Rocky Mount, 32 in South Hill, 31 in Fayetteville. We hit 38 in Fayetteville for the strongest gust anywhere across the viewing area, at least at our observation site. So it's another blustery one out there. And of course, we'll see those gusts at least to 30 miles per hour this afternoon and again tomorrow. The slight change tomorrow is instead of westerly winds, we'll see northwesterly winds, and that's going to draw down some slightly cooler temperatures. A trash can wind meter. Yeah, maybe the lid will get blown open. It's not likely that our trash cans will get knocked over with this kind of wind, but if it were stronger, that could be a whole nother story. All right, so what's happening? We have this low pressure system spinning here. We have a high that's sitting offshore, and the two of these are working together to create windy conditions. We tend to see winds coming from the high to the low, and the closer they are together, the stronger their winds will be, sort of like putting two magnets close together. And you can see sort of how strong those winds are by taking a look at these white lines, which are isobars, or lines of equal pressure. And the closer these systems are, the bigger pressure gradient we have, and the stronger the winds are. So that high will move away finally as we get into Thursday. The low will also pick up and move out of our area, and another high back to the south and west will begin to build in, and that should put an end to the windy conditions. 71 for the high in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, 74 in Fayetteville, so a pleasant afternoon. We see just a few passing clouds out there right now, but look what happens as we head through the afternoon. Everything's pretty quiet. We get to 4 or 5 o'clock, and we begin to see a few isolated showers, especially in our southern counties, from Raleigh down to Fayetteville or Clinton or Goldsboro. Not likely to have a lot of rumbles of thunder, but don't be surprised if we have a quick shower that moves through. Our temperatures overnight tonight likely to be chilly in the low to mid 40s. That northerly component to the wind is going to make it feel chilly, and tomorrow's highs will only be in the mid 60s. If you're headed out to do some tailgating at the Hurricanes game, temperatures will be in the mid 60s at 5 o'clock and then in the mid 50s at the end of the game. 77 is our normal high. We stay below that, just mid 60s to low 70s all the way through the weekend. You can see the color contours here, blue. That continues all the way into the weekend. So some chilly mornings tomorrow morning all the way through Friday morning. We'll see lows in the 40s. Saturday, we have showers in the forecast. So that's new today. The updated runs of the computer models are a little wetter for Saturday, so we're going to walk through Saturday's timeline for you coming up in just a bit.
Keep those plans flexible on Saturday. Elizabeth, thank you. Coming up today at 4, a smoother ride is on the way for drivers who use Wade Avenue inside the Beltline in Raleigh. However, it could make for some traffic frustration. WRAL's Brian Schrader will explain alternate routes and when roads could be the most congested.
Plus, if you're in a car accident, you expect the person responsible to pay for the damage. However, despite an admission of guilt from a city employee, a Wilson man says the city's leaving him high and dry. Tonight at 6, 5 on your side's Keely Arthur looks deeper into how this can happen. And Mattel announces a new doll in the company's Inspiring Women series, and it's just in time for Asian American and Pacific Islanders Month. The background behind this selection up next.
Plus, people who aren't fans of selfies say the pictures reflect vanity. A new study is giving us permission to snap that picture.
Happening right now at the WRAL Live Center, the Biden administration this afternoon announcing they're going to be sending 1,500 additional troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of an influx of migrants. That's when Title 42 Public Health Authority expires next week. Title 42 allowed authorities to turn away certain migrants at the border, but sources say the troops will be there to support the Department of Homeland Security for the next 90 days. In recent days, about 7,000 migrants have tried crossing the U.S. southern border daily. Officials are expecting that number to rise in the coming weeks, and that is why they are sending an additional 1,500 troop members there.
Amazon's Pet Day is on. How you can save big on stuff for your fur baby. And a new Barbie doll honors a Chinese-American Hollywood legend. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Pet parents, listen up. Amazon has big savings for you today. For 24 hours only, Amazon is offering big deals on supplies for your furry companions. Things like treats, grooming supplies, flea and tick medicine, carpet shampooers, and of course, toys. To check the savings, visit Amazon today because the sale clock is ticking. General Mills is turning Hershey's famous Kit Kat candy bar into a breakfast cereal. One of the several new flavors the cereal maker is debuting this month. Kit Kat cereal, like the candy, has a creamy chocolate coating and distinct crunchy center. There's also a limited edition Spider-Verse cereal with red spiderberry puffs and marshmallows. Miniature versions of classics like Lucky Charms and Cocoa Puffs will soon join Mini Tricks on shelves too. You can find them at most major grocery stores. Mattel's newest Barbie doll is an Asian American trailblazer. Anna Mae Wong is being honored as the first Chinese American Hollywood movie star. She founded her own production company in 1924 at the age of 19, after being typecast in stereotypical roles. The doll is modeled after Wong, including a red gown with a golden dragon design. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
You could soon have quicker travel times thanks to new moves by the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency is creating 169 direct airline routes across the East Coast. The shorter distances will help to cut down on travel time. The change comes at a time when the FAA is dealing with staffing shortages, especially with traffic controllers.
You'll soon be able to see what celebrities are doing in real time, courtesy of the Be Real app. The app was created to see snippets of your friends' lives through any moment of the day, and it is now giving users a window into celebrities' lives. Be Real officials say this feature is about showing that celebrities are just like us. It eliminates Photoshopped pictures and ads that users normally would find on other social media platforms. Right now, it is only being tested in the UK. If you bought a Powerball ticket in Wilmington and you haven't checked it yet, you probably should. You may have won $1 million. A winning ticket hasn't been claimed and it is expiring soon. The ticket was purchased at a gas station in Wilmington before the November 7th drawing. The ticket matched all five white balls. The winner has until Monday to claim their ticket. The U.S. could be closing in on its first ever debt default. The steps President Biden says he's taking to prevent that from happening.
Also, a stretch of I-55 in Illinois is now open after a dust storm causes chain reaction crashes, killing at least six people. First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, a story we've been on top of. 26-year-old Alder Marine Sotelo, who's accused of murdering Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd. He escaped to jail on Sunday and is on the run. In the last 30 minutes, we've learned that his sister, Adriana Marine Sotelo, is now in federal custody. Records here show that she was booked yesterday as a federal inmate in Guilford County. She is booked on a federal charge with conspiracy to instigate or assist escape. She was involved in providing the car for the getaway that Marine Sotelo was seen climbing into. It was a red Mustang. No bond is set for her. No bond is allowed. Again, we are learning that Alder Alfonso Marine Sotelo's sister, Adriana, is now in federal custody. We do have a crew in Guilford County. You can look for the latest updates on this coming up on our news at 4 o'clock.
Quite a significant development on that story. Thank you. Congress seems to work best when it's up against a deadline, and this latest deadline is coming up fast. In 1 month, the U.S. could default on its debt and put the entire economy at risk. Lawmakers are still far apart on negotiations, but they're at least willing to meet to play ball. Alexandria Huff reports from Washington.
As the saying goes, time is money, and Congress is running out of both fast. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government could run out of cash to pay its bills by June 1st, unless Congress extends the credit line. But some question if that deadline is accurate.
Janet Yellen is trying to push forward this fear-mongering tactic to get a deal and negotiation across.
Whether default could come that fast or not, it has given lawmakers a much-needed nudge.
Sometimes Washington responds better to the pressure.
After refusing for weeks to negotiate, President Biden has called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders to the White House next week to talk about the looming crisis.
America is not a deadbeat nation. We have never, ever failed to meet the debt.
So far, negotiations have looked like a game of chicken. Some Democrats want to simply raise the debt ceiling and move on, but that won't appease conservatives looking to rein in spending. Last week, House Republicans passed a bill tying a debt limit hike to $4.8 trillion in deficit reduction.
It reads less like a plan for averting default and more like a House Freedom Caucus manifesto.
Members on both sides are now pushing the president to hammer out a deal with McCarthy. The two haven't met since February.
The ball's in Joe Biden's court. It's up to him now. The pressure's on him.
That was Alexandria Hoff reporting. Financial experts are looking at the markets as these negotiations play out, just as the Federal Reserve meets today to discuss another possible interest rate hike.
Fayetteville police are investigating a homicide on Keenest Drive. Investigators tell us officers responded to a shots fired call around 4:30 this morning. Officers found a man with gunshot wounds inside a parked car. He died at the scene. Police have not identified him or made an arrest in the case. WRL is working to get more information on what led up to the shooting.
We're also working to learn more about a crash that temporarily shut down a road in Wake County. It happened just before 5:30 this morning. This was at the intersection of Zebulon and Glory Roads in Zebulon. Both directions of NC-96 were shut down for 5 hours while crews investigated and finally cleared the scene. No word on injuries or what caused the crash. We'll keep you posted. People are calling on a Johnston County commissioner to resign after he was charged with indecent liberties with a child. Commissioner Richard Braswell was charged in 2022, but voters reelected him despite that. Protesters stood in front of the Johnston County Courthouse yesterday. Some held signs calling on Braswell to resign. Supporters of the commissioner were also there. Inside the commissioner's meeting, protesters addressed Braswell directly, asking him to step down.
It's a disservice to the people of the county, who's considering he gets to make rules for the people who live here.
WRL did reach out to Braswell, but we have not heard back from him. We're told the commissioners are being advised by the county attorney, and there are no plans to take action against him.
Members with the North Carolina High School Athletic Association are considering a policy that would allow young athletes to take part in the name, image, and likeness activities. The NIL we hear so much about. The policy would permit cashing in on endorsement deals, advertising with local businesses, and autograph signings. Supporters like the idea of high school student athletes building their brand. Opponents say they should be focused solely on academics. High school student athletes would be permitted to participate in NIL activities starting July 1st if approved by tomorrow. A Senate committee decided to amend and pass a high school sports bill to partially remove what some consider controversial language about transgender athletes. The school athletics transparency bill focuses on who oversees high school sports in North Carolina. Part of that bill included language requiring athletes to compete in sports correlating with their gender on their birth certificate. An updated version of the bill now directs the State Board of Education to come up with rules for biological participation. Other bills in the General Assembly still include language requiring athletes to compete on teams matching their birth gender.
This morning, the Illinois DOT reopened a 2-mile stretch of I-55 near the state capitol. The road was closed because of a deadly dust storm, now blamed for at least 6 deaths and 30 injuries. Katie Burns spoke with people who live nearby.
Dangerous clouds of blinding dirt and dust, leading more than 50 cars and 20 semi-trucks into a deadly chain reaction crash on Interstate 55 in Illinois Monday morning.
The wind was blowing treacherously. When we first came through, you could not see through here at all. Zero, zero visibility.
Drivers reflecting on the incident say conditions made it nearly impossible to see the road only a few feet ahead. Both northbound and southbound traffic were affected. 2 tractor trailers exploded from the wrecks. The damage left behind looks similar to a war zone. The scene taking its toll on emergency workers who had to search every vehicle to check for injuries. Though the logistics were similar to a whiteout situation typically seen in Illinois winter snowstorms, this incident caught officials by surprise.
This is a difficult scene, something that is very hard to train for, something that we really haven't experienced locally.
At the time of the crashes, the National Weather Service says winds were gusting between 35 and 45 miles per hour. Those weather conditions and flat, dry farmlands nearby creating the perfect storm.
The conditions have to be just right to have a situation like this as far as the excessive winds and then the loose dirt on top of the farm fields, and depending on which way the wind direction is blowing and things like that, to cause near, if you will, extreme low visibility.
One meteorologist said 45 mile per hour winds picked up the dust from a newly plowed field, engulfing both the traffic on north and southbound lanes. Members of the Florida Highway Patrol had to call in backup to remove thousands of bees off an interstate. A semi-truck crashed into a pickup truck hauling beehives. The beehive company took the undamaged hives away in another truck. No one else was injured in the crash.
What if a patient can't talk? We'll explain how an MRI may one day help doctors read a patient's mind. Plus, selfies aren't always about self-promotion. What new research reveals about how and why you take pictures of yourself.
A serious warning about side effects from an unapproved drug called NoSlap. Five on Your Side found this FDA warning letter about the smelling salt product that's marketed for alertness and energy. The NoSlap TikTok page has more than 200 million views, mostly showing people's reactions to testing the product. The FDA says NoSlap and related SoulSlap products are unapproved drugs that primarily contain ammonia. Inhaling ammonia can irritate your eyes, nose, and airways. And the FDA has gotten reports of bad reactions.
A new study finds hair relaxers may have a small effect on women's fertility. Researchers found those who used hair relaxers for more than 10 years and those who used it five times a year had lowest fertility rates. Many of those who used the relaxers were Black and Hispanic. Researchers say the chemicals in the relaxers affect women reproductive health. However, they acknowledge that more research needs to be done to better clarify its exact influence. New technology may help doctors know what's on your mind. A new report says a new tool is being developed to read a patient's thoughts. It uses a functional MRI. The tool will also be able to translate the thoughts into full sentences. Researchers hope to use the technology in the future with patients who have lost the ability to speak from strokes or ALS.
May is National Stroke Awareness Month. Most strokes are caused by a clot in the vessels that feed blood to the brain. The American Stroke Association says up to 60% of all stroke survivors develop memory and thinking problems within a year of their stroke. About a third go on to develop dementia within 5 years. Cognitive impairment is most common within the 2 weeks following a stroke. Knowing the signs of a stroke can make a life-saving difference. Remember the acronym FAST: facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulties, and time. A new study is shedding light on the deeper meaning behind selfies. Researchers at Ohio State University found people did not whip out their phones to take self-portraits only for vanity or for self-promotion. Instead, they discovered it all depended on the perspectives of those taking the pictures wanted to share. They say first-person photos, where you're behind the camera instead of in front of it, best represented the physical experience of an event. But third-person photos, when you turn the camera on yourself, are better at depicting the deeper meaning of the events. A bit of TV magic could soon be yours. We'll give you a sneak peek at some of the pieces from iconic TV shows about to hit the auction block.
Plus, if you've ever wondered why your favorite entertainer didn't have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, now's your chance to make that right. How you can get the process started. Oh, it's beautiful in the noon hour at Carolina Beach as you take a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network. Some folks taking advantage of it, but you can bet there's a cool breeze off of that water right now. As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Hundreds of unique items from iconic old school TV shows could soon be yours. Jackie Banez takes a look at the upcoming event from Heritage Auctions and how many of these one-of-a-kind pieces were saved from ending up in a dumpster.
An upcoming auction is promising fans of classic TV a blast from the past, featuring set pieces, costumes, and props from iconic shows like All in the Family, I Dream of Jeannie, Cheers, and much more.
When TV is done right, it really reflects what's going on in the world and in our own lives.
The items were collected throughout the decades by James Commissar, a comedy writer who spent a lot of time around TV studios.
I started doing this in 1989, and I sort of have to set the scene for what things were like in 1989. None of these pieces had any art market value. They didn't even have any historic value. When a show went off the air, the studios would either sell the props and small things on a folding table in the parking lot to the cast and crew, or they would throw it away.
The collection of roughly 1,000 items features everything from studio cameras to costumes made by fashion designer Bob Mackie and worn by Sonny and Cher, and even Carol Burnett. William Shatner's captain's shirt and other items from Star Trek, the original series, are also included, along with Batman and Robin suits worn by Adam West and Burt Ward.
I just decided these pieces should go back to the fans.
Fans of late-night TV can snag these audience chairs from the set of The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, with Carson's interview desk, couch, and coffee table also up for grabs.
As Jackie Banez reporting, online bidding began this week, but if you want to make a road trip, live bidding goes from June 2nd through the 4th in Dallas.
Who do you think should be added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Nominations are now open for the class of 2024. There's a $250 fee to submit an application, and potential nominees have to agree to attend the event, honoring them if they're selected for a star. This year's nomination deadline is Friday, May 26th. For more information, go to walkoffame.com.
Return of the Jedi.
A classic Star Wars film is returning to the big screen. Fans can rewatch Return of the Jedi, the third installment of the franchise's original trilogy, now through May the 4th, which is also known as, you know it, Star Wars Day. The re-release is also in celebration of the film's 40th anniversary. Cannot believe that film is now 40 years old.
Is that even possible?
Princess Leia!
Yes, yes. Looks
classic.
So good there. Young Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. All look at May the 4th. So do it quickly. It's coming up. That's Thursday, I believe, right?
Yeah. Well, it's May the 2nd.
Yes, it is. And yeah, I know. Math. It's tough. And, you know, by the weekend, it may be a good time to be inside again to watch a movie. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRI Severe Weather Center.
I just don't even want to talk about it.
Right, yeah, I know.
It's just like, really? How could we be going through this yet again? Especially because a couple of days ago, it looked like the system was going to skirt down to the south and we weren't going to have to deal with it. But the latest runs of the computer models in the last 12 to 18 hours are showing rain pushing into our area on Saturday. So we're going to walk through that. We also have windy conditions out there right now, thanks to a low pressure system that's up to our north and below normal highs. We're going to continue to see our wind coming out of the northwest over the next 24 hours. Keeping our highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Take a look at Goldsboro. Wow, that camera is moving all around. You can see the trees. I mean, that is really gusty there right now. You can see the trees moving here outside the Durham Newsroom in Durham. And, of course, we're looking at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And here's Apex. And it's just a windy, windy day out there. And a cool one, too. Temperatures are still in the 60s. So the wind gusts are on the right. We're gusting to 25 in Durham and Raleigh. We're gusting to 31 in Fayetteville, 23 in Clinton, 25 in Goldsboro, 21 in Southern Pines. So gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour right now. And there's a look at that low. And we have some precipitation swirling around it, but it all stays for the most part to our north. We do have a trough of low pressure, which is really just a weak front. It's going to be moving across our area this afternoon. Could bring us a quick shower. We took a look at that a little earlier. Let's talk more about what's going to happen Friday into Saturday. This is Friday at 5 p.m. Friday looks like it will be dry during the day, but during the evening hours, that rain starts to push station. And notice how a lot of it is to the south and west. Originally, it looked like it would kind of push down here to South Carolina, kind of brush by us. And now it's lifting farther to the north and east. And you can see it looks like we may have some steady rain, possibly an isolated storm. Right now, this doesn't look like a big severe weather threat. This is noon on Saturday. We'll push it on out to 5 o'clock. So right now, it looks like it could be most of the day for us, especially from the triangle area south and west. Right now, it looks like a low would form off the coast on Sunday and stay off the coast. But there's a possibility that that low could get picked up and move up the coast on Sunday. Right now, we're going to keep Sunday dry, though. 50% chance of rain on Saturday. But if you have plans to be outside, keep checking back. A lot of people show up for the Komen Race for the Cure, and we are proud sponsors of that race. Temperatures during race time are likely to be in the mid-50s. But of course, we've had to add a chance of rain to that day. We're back to high levels of tree pollen. Again, it was nice. Over the weekend, we had that number drop because of the rain, but we're back up again to high tree pollen. But typically, the tree pollen does really begin to taper off in the 1st of May, and here we are. So hopefully, we won't see too much of that in the next few weeks. Hopefully, we'll see it ending. Race for the Cure on Saturday, again, some showers, 67 degrees. We're 75 on Sunday right now, partly cloudy, and almost 80 by Monday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. It is the best of life at sea, the inspiration behind this luxury super yacht after the break.
But first, here's a look at your winning Powerball numbers. 3, 38, 55, 61, 66. The Powerball is 1. The Power Play is 3. Stay with us.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we are following for you today. In the last 30 minutes, we have learned the FBI has arrested the sister of the man charged with murdering a Wake County deputy after he escaped jail. The FBI charged Adriana Marine Sotelo with helping her brother, Alder Marine Sotelo, get out of jail. She's expected to be in court later today. We'll have updates on our news beginning at 4 and on WRL.com.
After one of the worst morning commutes Raleigh has seen in years, all lanes of I-40 and Southwest Raleigh have now reopened. A tractor-trailer crashed near the Avent Ferry Road Bridge, spilling trash in both directions across all lanes. This crash caused heavy delays and backups. At one point, delays on I-40 westbound were estimated at 55 minutes.
And in the middle of the cleanup on I-40, we learned of another crash at a familiar trouble spot. This truck was just too tall to make it under the Peace Street Bridge near downtown Raleigh. Our crew captured this video around 8 this morning. It's a well-known spot for trapping trucks that just aren't able to clear that low passage. No word on injuries or charges.
A new super yacht is giving owners a chance to get the best of both worlds, above the ocean and underwater. The hybrid submarine and yacht is inspired by a science fiction novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which tells the story of a captain and his journey beneath the ocean. The super yacht Sun Deck includes a pool, bar, dining table. When the weather gets stormy, you can head below deck to this luxurious lounge area, this bedroom, and observatory space to watch the underwater sea life pass you by. How cool.
Pretty cool stuff. Our pet of the day could just be your perfect match. Sally is an incredibly smart one-year-old lab mix, about 50 pounds. She knows a lot of commands and is an amazing walker. Do we mention she loves toys as well? She would love a kiddie pool filled with dirt or sand, hidden toys to play in because she is really good at sniffing things out underground. Sally's a true gem, and with those amazing ears, she melts hearts everywhere she goes. Contact Pawfic Match if you are interested.
Enjoy the sunshine out there, but your hair is probably going to get tousled in that breeze. NBC News Daily is next on WREL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.